Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Progressive. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. They make it super simple. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive Auto customers earn at least one discount. See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings may vary.
Overtime, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and two times the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Speaking of Erewhon, have you guys seen the $12 water that they're selling? But it's like a small little cup.
I bet it's fantastic. I'm sure it's worth every penny.
Get Remy to buy it.
It's called Sacred Water.
And it's 12. And how many ounces? A 12-ounce cup.
So each sip costs about 50 cents.
Ooh, off. That better be blessed by Jesus.
Yeah, it better be some holy water.
Holy water. Yeah, like I want when it touches my lips, I want to feel like all my sin has washed away.
Yes.
For sure.
It better.
Nothing pissed me off more than that strawberry, $20 strawberry. I don't know how much that strawberry was.
That came in like the glass.
And it was a good strawberry, but my God, people saying that it was worth that was pissing me off. I was like, do not lie to the audience. What's wrong with you?
And yeah, it was a $19 strawberry.
19.
Well, Remy's already on the Google images, of course.
And they couldn't make it. They couldn't make it $20. It was just like 19.
Ooh, I think that makes people, you know, change a little buying behavior. Yeah, like, it's 19.
You know, remember when you're like, they would show like the CVS commercials, it's given like $19.99 just to make it seem like, yes. Oh, it's an affordable price. It's $19.99. It's not $20.
And it came all the way from Kyoto.
Yeah, that one.
If I'm paying $19 for a strawberry, I want that, the freshest strawberry. It got plucked this morning. You know what I mean?
But I think like, I think that was the whole thing. Like, it got plucked very like, recently.
And they expedited it fast.
Yes. One strawberry.
You're trying to get on your flight and there's just like, make way.
Honestly, that's a great thing to give out on like those business class flights on your way to Japan are those $19.99
strawberries.
That's
a good first class treat.
Yeah, because you're already spending what? Like $8 to $10,000?
Do something fun with like the lid. Like do like a little, smoke it over a little briquette or something. And then when you pop that lid, I want to see like a vapor coming out and it kind of like clouds up.
I want some hot chocolate at the bottom of it that I can like dip, like a whole secondary kind of level. Maybe.
I want it glossy. I don't want to see no damn little tiny yellow bugs on there. It needs to like be perfect.
Give me a chocolate shell. I got to smash on top.
Yeah. Right.
Let me, a key. Let something pour over.
I need a key. I need a key to open it. $19.99 strawberry. Nobody's touching this strawberry but me.
And wash it down with the water. Just the $12 water.
Yeah.
Or $12. 50 cents a sip. I want the water sommelier, that like German guy who's like, these are still purified tap water. I can't do a German accent. But that guy, I trust.
Those used to pop on my feet all the time where like the guy would test different waters and he would do like the little. The little like how good is this water?
I just bought a water tester like 2 days ago.
You would. What for? Just for your water
just
in general?
Strips?
Just I have the little strip thing and then I also have the little electronic one you just dip in the cup.
Okay. I can never remember. I'll watch those videos and I'm like, ooh, interesting. That water's not good for you. And I never fucking remember what's the good water.
Curiosity got the best of me. I was like, you know what? I need to just get one.
And have you tried it on any like water bottles?
I did my water bottles and then I did my fridge water.
Yeah.
And then I also did the tap water.
And what were the results?
Worst was the tap. It was still in the safe drinking
zone. Oh, that's good.
Zone.
Okay.
But the best was the bottled, I think.
It
was
either
bottled or the fridge. They were both like really low.
I hate a fucking fridge filter that you gotta like
replace it.
Replace it, because listen, I have my own little water jug of like proper mineral water that I'm drinking.
Oh, that's good.
But I don't really go out of the fridge. But I feel like I always gotta replace it when like guests come over, because I feel like guests will serve themselves sometimes on your fridge. But I'm like, I haven't used it in 6 months. I got to buy another one right now. I bet it's fine. It's just the machine going 6 months have passed. You got to replace it. But I don't think if I've used it, it's expired.
I remember going to friend's house and back in high school, and you'd get water and that shit's, the light is always yellow or red.
And then there's and always just, like that little brown kind of mold around the little nipple that shoots it out. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I'm like 50-50 on different like water filters. Sometimes I'm like, eh. Sometimes I'm like changing it. Like my Keurig filter in that little reservoir, I don't think I've changed that in like 5 years.
Oh, but, the water jug, your little water jug.
Yeah, filter? Like that sits on the back of like the Keurig machines. And it's got like that little filter thing that sticks down in the bottom of
Maybe you should get
it.
That. You have a child now.
But if I'm using filtered water from the fridge that I'm putting in it, I'm like,
it also builds your immunity, though.
Yeah, good point. Good point. I take it all back.
I mean, that's
how often are you changing your air filters?
Never.
In our house?
In the house.
Yeah. I feel like I do it every 4 months.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Every 4 months, because I think our house just can get hot. We've been dealing with AC. If we ever feel like it's not getting cold enough, we usually, that's when we replace the air filters.
I just said never because I just realized in my house where I'm living, it's like a thin, thin strip. There's nowhere to like, you can't really replace the
filter. That's where your AC comes out.
Yeah. There's another place
there's a big return that's on like a wall that sucks air in and then feeds.
Ours is also ours is on the ceiling. Sometimes on the wall, it's on the ceiling. Yeah. It's that big one that you know the air's not coming out of. It's taking air in.
Ah.
So that's
That's why I'm so I'm so stuffy all the time.
Maybe.
But the one that freaks me out is the dishwasher like filter.
There's a dishwasher.
There's a dishwasher filter.
Like down at the bottom of your dishwasher, like where that little spinny thing is, you take it off and you have to clean it. I've seen people on TikTok cleaning it and it looks disgusting. Oh. I am never just like, today's the day I'm going to do it, because I'm too scared about what I'm going to find. That's what's going to fuck me up. It's like, I need to hire someone. Once again, I sound so snobby, but just hear me out. I need to hire someone to do it and not tell me and know it's clean. Because I don't want to live in my head knowing I've had that.
Yeah.
Like just washing my dishes, all that just gunk down there.
I genuinely hate dishwashers. I never use it. I can have
the
best one.
I've used it twice in my life.
I just trust myself more because I know when I clean dishes, I scrub and I make sure it's fucking clean. Mm-hmm. I'm the type where I'm like, I'm looking at every inch of a bowl and cup when I wash it. And if I see a little thing, I'm like, oh, nope, I didn't wash it good enough. And I just do it again.
Mm-hmm.
I refuse to let the dishwasher
Matt,
do
what?
My cleaning.
Did you just say I've only used a dishwasher twice in my life?
Yeah, probably.
What the fuck?
Oh, in your life. I thought you said in your new house.
In this new house, I've never used it.
You just make your wife use it?
No, he does wash it. I genuinely don't understand the point of a dishwasher, because it's like you got to wash them first and then you stick it in. Like I'm going to sit there and I'm going to rinse it and wipe out all that stuff, I might as well take one more second and just really do it.
Yeah, I don't get the point either. Like I genuinely love washing my.
It's just knowing it got a little bit more clean than how you cleaned it.
Do you pre-wash your dishes before you put it in?
Yes, of course. I soak in hot water, make sure all like the proper gunk's off, and then I put it in the dishwasher just to give it even a proper clean.
To me, that's pointless. Like the fact that even after doing that, I'll take dishes out and it's still dirty.
Yes, it'll still have like that caked on shit. You got to get your fingernail and like.
Yeah, it's like there's like what's the point? What's the point of a dishwasher?
Convenience. That's the point.
That's like, I don't use a laundry machine. I do all mine in the back.
He has a washboard. Like, I've always wanted to like hang up clothes.
No.
It's the act of just like lovely summer day. There's a good breeze.
But like sometimes you drive by people's houses and it'll look cute. You'd be like, oh, it depends on what garments you're hanging out. Sometimes you'll drive by and be like, ooh.
You see a big ass bra. You're like, oh,
you get that whiff of like moldy wet wind coming from the clothes. Like, you know, when it's not, it doesn't dry quick enough because it's not that hot outside and it just that smells that fucking.
They gotta be hung up perfectly. When it's all bunched up and it's sagging the line in the center like that, it just.
Yeah. Yeah,
it looks like you're camping.
Washing machine and a dryer machine have been one of the best inventions, really. Because imagine we still had to do that.
And a lot of people still don't have washing machines and dryers. Like a lot of people are hang drying. I just shout out to all the people who are doing it. Mad respect.
I know. Honestly, I think they do that so they're not having to go all the way to a fucking laundromat.
Right.
Right? Because the closest one to them is probably like what?
Something.
It's a free dryer.
You can't machine dry.
And sometimes a shirt that's been like hung dry and it's gotten like proper breeze through it, it just smells like really just fresh and good. Like, you know what I mean?
But that's like chemically dry. It needs to dry. It needs to dry fast though. But if it's... Imagine you're on your way back. You have a big trip coming. You just had a big giant load and you're on your way back to just to get packed up and then it starts raining. You're fucked.
I no clothes. Wet jeans on my last trip.
Oh, that,
and they were
that's
wet
bad.
The next day when I took them out.
Oh, like, swimsuit. Oh.
But why is it? It didn't have time to fully dry in the machine. I was like, these are the only ones that fit me. I got to bring them. So I folded it. And I was like, you know what? It is what it is. The next day I took them out, just put them on still wet. I was like, dang.
Oh, God. What did it smell like?
Just like mildew.
Just wet laundry. Have you guys ever starched your jeans?
No, and I've always
really
wanted
want to.
Yes.
Matt, I
want
to do it Keith, so bad.
Then we got to collab on a video, and I want them starched
I
up.
Want them to stand up. I want to step back and just look at them. Yo, I want some crisp
jeans. Next time I'm in Nashville, Heath, let's like figure out how to starch our jeans and try to put those on.
But what do you? You're just literally putting starch on, but they do that because they want their jeans as straight as possible when they
just
wear them.
Crisp. Yeah, there's a certain aesthetic and a look, like with a cowboy, where it's like if you got starch jeans, you are like you are the man.
But not people aren't usually doing it. It's just like the cowboy
culture. It's culture. There's certain cultures where it's the thing to do. But I just want you gotta like break them in. It's like fucking.
Oh no!
You
see, I don't like that
paper.
Feeling of that. I don't like the feeling of new jeans like that, where it's like you have to break it in and it feels like fucking rough and I want it like sitting on me like sweatpants.
But then again, I chafe as it is. I feel like I'd be getting a rash from that fucking shit.
I feel like you have to be in good shape to be wearing some starched jeans or them chafings are going to be a nightmare.
That was, I don't know. I've just always wanted to, but it's just, I don't know. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I just like the picture.
I want a good occasion. Yeah. Also, I want a good occasion to rock the starched jeans. Like, I want to go to a honky talk. I want to be somewhere where other people have it. Because I can't, like, if you go to just a party where the starched jeans,
it's like, Jesus, man, did you just buy those 5 seconds ago?
Yeah, if you don't know what it is, you'd probably look at somebody wearing it and be like, yo, something is up with his pants. Like, something is wrong.
I feel like it would look, to me, it would, like, the jeans would look cheaper. Because it just looks like cardboard.
It looks like plastic.
Yeah. It looks like some Temu.
Like wrinkle-free jeans. And it's like, you can't even fucking bend them.
But there's just such a structure and a masculinity.
I get
too.
It. I get
like,
it. I get the culture.
You just look like you are.
You just hear them crunching their way over.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, we should
roll
that
intro. Mm-hmm. And let's get this party started.
Let's do it. 3, 2, 1.
It's Comedy Talk, baby. Sorry, I took your Welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered, babies. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Jared.
And welcome back to another episode. Hope you're having a lovely Monday morning or Tuesday if you're watching the video. We have a lot to discuss today.
We sure do.
Yeah, we do.
We do. We really do.
Speaking of country, what does your hat say? There's a lot going on.
It's one of the hats where like I found it. It fits really good on my head. I don't like what it says on the hat, but
it
you know, whatever.
Country with a K. Clutch.
No, it says country boy, I love you.
Denim repair.
Remake. I don't know.
It looks cool, Zane.
Those hats that like I like the shape. I don't really care what it has on the hat. Like it literally says
one of those ones you get like in a different country where they think they're making like an American brand, but it's just a bunch of like random words.
Yes. God. Yeah. I don't like hats with a bunch of shit on there. Like that.
It's like a good gas station hat.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I love a good gas station hat.
I was about to say, I could say PB Khaki on it and I'd wear it, but did you see some girl sent me the DMs of there's a whole like theme park. It's called Pee Pee Caca Land.
I couldn't believe it. It's all toilet themed.
So many times.
Where is it? Is it in Japan?
No. Germany. It's called P-I-P-I-K-A-K-A. Yep, that's it.
Oh,
it
my God.
It is toilet themed. Pee-pee Caca Land.
Okay.
How exciting.
I kind of like it.
Go. Oh my God, look at the toilet paper slide. Go.
I'm surprised like Charmin Ultra hasn't like bought it. You know?
I just bought the whole thing, the rights.
But you know what? I'll allow it.
Oh my.
Okay, that's fun that it's a theme park.
Wait, go back to the logo. Is it a strawberry on top of it?
Yeah. Yes, what is going on? Maybe it's like a strawberry field as well, and they made it like a...
I'm not getting my strawberries from there.
No, that's for sure. I don't get... Okay, poop emoji. You know how like... Okay, I get it. There's a poop emoji. It's great there's a poop emoji. But why are some people like make the poop emoji like their whole personality? The poop emoji coffee cups. Who's buying that?
Or like the poop emoji pillows.
Yes.
I feel like to me, it's just like a gag. Like I think these guys are just fucking 6-year-old men who just cannot let it go. And they're just like, oh, this is funny. And what are they, German? Hey,
but you know what? I like the poop emoji because I don't think, you know, everybody poops. Kind of like desensitizes to us, like the taboo-ness of poop. Like, come on.
But I don't know. Now that I think about it, we don't really need the poop emoji. You know what I mean? It's just like a little, it's kind of gross.
We need it. There's no pee-pee emoji.
Yeah. Where's like the urine emoji? Where's the, where's the throw up emoji? Actually, there is a throw up emoji.
What's your top four emojis when you go to text and you click like the little clock for recent?
Oh, you see, mine is
angry.
Mine is recent. Mine is most like just the most recent one I've used.
Middle finger. Mine is like the hand hearts. I've been doing that one a lot lately. Side eyes. Tearing eye happy.
Okay.
And laughing sideways or at an angle. It switches up though. Like I loved kind of experimenting with new emojis, you know?
So mine are the most recent.
Yeah, the top four in the top line, the first four.
These are the most recent ones I've used. That's why I'm like, I don't know if that's it. But I would say the most that I use, now that I'm looking at the whole thing, the most I use is this one, the with the googly eyes of the tongue out. I use that
just
one.
Just being silly.
Just silly. I use this one.
the XD face?
Yes. The one where it's like,
There's no blue coming out.
There's no tears, no but blue they're coming just out. Like, they're whimpering.
Just just complaining.
Despair.
I need to start using the sunglasses emoji. I don't use that enough.
That one's kind of come and went.
I do the eyes with no mouth where it's just the...
Oh, yes. I do like that one.
Oh, I love this one. The
Oh, yes. With like exhaling.
I think it was like one of their newer ones. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's perfect. It's like when you have a good comeback and you're mm-hmm. like, oh, damn. Or you're showing off your new car you just got.
Oh, okay. I like the way you use it. I'm just like, oh, crisis averted.
Oh,
where it's just like we're like going like me and my manager were going back and forth. We're worried about something. We're like, oh no, we're fine. Okay, like it's good. Oh,
interesting. Okay.
I use it like using that. Woo.
Like, oh, look at that.
Woo.
I like this one too. The
okay.
It's the one eye open, one eye closed, like the winking, like that. That one's fun.
I love the one with just the zipper over the mouth. Because you know it's gossip. You're like, oh, or it's like, don't, you didn't hear this from me. Like, okay.
I really like this one, Heath.
Oh, like kissy face, but it's a kissy face, but hearts.
there's no redness on the
cheeks. It's
like
kind of like shy a little bit.
It's like that.
I get you.
That one right there. Like they're not blushing though. It's a very like a, ooh, I just tooted. I used Very to use good. The upside down smiley face a lot back then, but now it's just like cringe.
Do we get new emojis every year or is it like every 2 years? I feel like it's like president. Like
I think they announce it. They do a whole thing. Once a year. They announce new emojis, but I don't think it's a lot. I think they announce always like what, maybe like 5-6 emojis every year.
No, there's always 20, yep. But sometimes it's always like really obscure things. It's like a nigiri. Like it's also because it's like Japanese, like the designers of it. So I feel like we get a lot of like Japanese culture, but I think we finally got a hot dog. Like maybe we did get a corn dog.
Justice for hot dogs need to be more. Dude, hot dogs are great. We should have gotten that a long time ago. We had a hamburger, but no hot dog. That's crazy.
Justice for the Frankfurters.
You see how they have this now?
No, they don't.
Oh, like clock it?
I am pretty sure that's it. This one?
I think that's always been there. Or that it's almost like you're pinching, like that's very tiny. But
so they have this, Heath, like where the with your hands. But people use it.
I use that for like, oh, cheeky tea.
Okay. Oh.
It's like this big.
Coochie, coochie, goo.
This website is just brain rot central.
Oh, God. Looks like we just hacked the system.
Before we continue, this episode is sponsored by Rocket Money. All right, please tell me I'm not the only one that's ever looked at their credit card statement and thought, oh, crap, I've been hacked. Now I'm pissed. I'm calling customer service ready to dispute these charges, only to then realize it actually was me. And if that sounds familiar, you should probably check out Rocket Money. I quickly learned how much I was wasting per month. I'm talking hundreds of dollars, guys. Rocket Money puts your finances in one clear dashboard so you can see everything from checking and savings to loans and investments. It also tracks subscriptions and lets you cancel the ones you don't use in just a few taps. Plus, you can set budgets and savings goals, get personalized insights, and receive alerts for upcoming bills, large purchases, refunds, and low balances. And as always, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/unfiltered. That's rocketmoney.com/unfiltered. Once more, that's rocketmoney.com/unfiltered. Thank you, Rocket Money, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Are you guys, wait, are your emojis, do you have them set to your race? Or like,
yes.
Or are you yellow default? Okay. So yeah, some people, there's always something about that though, where you're like, well, let me put it how I identify.
Slide to the one you want.
Yes. Like I always feel like just like this awful white man where I'm like, I identify as this. So I want my emojis to be this.
Do you ever catch what emojis people tend to use when you, like if you go to look at someone's phone and they're like, they show a text between you and him or they're calling you and your phone is like, you see your number on there and your name. Do they ever have an emoji next to you that you notice that they just do without even telling you?
Alicia's, because it's Remy or Alicia's in mine. Looks like she's like my fucking girlfriend because the first time I got either Remy's number from Alicia, I got Alicia's number from Remy.
Yeah.
She sent me her contact the way she has it in her phone. So it's like Alicia, hearts, kissy face, like maybe even some lipstick.
Oh, so she did that on purpose. I didn't know you could do that.
Well, if you share someone's contact the way it's always been saved and you saving your contact, that's how you get it.
Oh, Remy saved her contact as that?
Yes. So Alicia, whenever she calls or texts me, which
if you share a contact, like if I was to share Zane's number to Matt, it would be how I have it in my phone for you.
And that's how it like, gets saved on your phone?
So, yeah. Or at least in the past.
Like if I was to put Zane and then like five different emojis for you, just because like I associate you with that. If Matt was like, hey, do you have Zane's number? And I click share contact, not like copy paste the number, but share contact, it'll send it exactly how I have it for you.
Interesting. Yeah. People, the ones I see normally are the turban one. The Arab one. And then I love to see the little bomb emoji.
This is Alicia in my phone. It's heart tomato camera a pepper.
You might want to change that though before like it pops up one day. She's calling you or something.
Patricia's
something.
Already has been like, why is she like this in your phone? And but we laugh about it. Like to keep it.
It's just always that first conversation I don't want to have, you know?
Or when people like save their own image to their contact. And then if they like give you the number or whatever, it pops up with that image. And like, it looks like you uploaded that picture for them for the contact.
Oh, I just like found out recently my picture that Todd has, like whenever I call him, you know how it blows up on your phone?
Yeah.
It's like my butt.
What?
It's your like bare ass.
Like pretty much half of my bare ass, but it's so big. I'm like, Todd, how do you like not even care if you're just like, if you're just out and about and like you get a call and it's my ass?
Yeah.
It would just look like I'm your booty call. What if I'm calling you late at night for something?
Booty call.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It would look like that.
But also like very like violent. It's almost like, you know, when you like you send nudes and now they're spreading your nudes around. That's, I just kind of feel like that's what he's doing to me. It's very violating.
Have you ever like saved someone's contact? Like you had just met them, but you knew them only as this one way. But then now they become your friend. Like Ella is in mind as like Ella assistant. Cause she was like David's assistant.
Yep.
And I didn't know how long we would be friends. I just knew like, okay, you're his assistant. If I need to just get to your number faster rather than being like, what's her name? But now I'm like, you're so much more than that now.
Yeah. The way I do it is it's where I met them. If I get a new number and it's where I'm at, I'll put either the bar, the restaurant, anywhere. And most of the time I know exactly like where
have you ever looked through your contacts and been like, I don't know 75% of these people.
Yes.
Because I don't save it.
Or if you're like on TikTok or something and it's like from your contacts and I'm like, I have no idea who this dude is.
Oh, I think that's a glitch, Heath. That's gotta be a glitch. Because I get that sometimes too. It's like, oh, from your contacts, it's a random person on TikTok or whatever. And I click, I'm like, oh, this is 100% a glitch. Or maybe the number
other
you have
that are from my contacts.
But
it all could be a number though that maybe someone lost and they have a new switched. Number and that's what they have. Oh, so,
I'm like, I have no idea who these people are.
Oh, yeah.
My, dude, the amount of times that people have like let me know, oh my God, dude, I didn't know you like changed your number, but this girl was getting so angry apparently that she had to DM me. Like she had to DM me. She DM'd me on Instagram. Was like, hey, can you like tell your friends you got a new number? And I was like, oh no. I think you might just want to change.
They got your old number?
They got my old number, my Florida number.
Oh.
But that was the one that was hacked. It was a number that was hacked. And also like it got leaked too. So I was like, oh, baby girl, you might want to change that number.
And she goes, don't call me baby girl. She goes, I don't know who the fuck
you
are.
You are.
Like, I came here because I'm getting annoyed and now you're calling me baby girl. Yeah.
No, but it's so funny how like what did she think I was going to do? Post a public story about like,
hey,
can y'all not
text my old number?
I lost all my numbers. Like it got hacked. The reason why when you get hacked, you lose everything. You
I didn't
like,
know
back
they were
up
recycling them like that.
Mm-hmm. She starts like saying yes to brand deals. Like she's signing contracts. Like, yeah, I only go through this. Don't go through my business email.
Yeah,
keep
she's
these
like,
deals coming.
I made a new account. It's not Zane anymore. It's actually this. It's a completely different person. Damn, I wish I could find her on the DMs. I wonder if her number is still that.
Just call her. Hey, it's me. Is it still your number?
It was a
hey, baby
number.
Girl.
Did anybody else get like 5 texts about a ChatGPT passcode? One-time passcode today?
No, not today. But I've been getting a lot of weird texts.
Yeah, why would someone want to hack your ChatGPT account?
I think they're just making, they're phishing you. They're making it seem like maybe you do have chat.
Using that login will get you in other places.
Yeah, they disguise the link. You click on it. You're just re-verifying something and then they have your information. Dude. I've been getting a lot of texts out of the blue being like, hey man, I'm going to be in Des Moines. Are you still going to be there? Like really random texts that are like, it seems like maybe they're pranking me, trying to get me to respond but then I kind of want to keep the troll going. I'd be like, yeah, man, I'll be there. Let's meet up at the bar, say around 3 o'clock, just keep the bit going. But I'm too terrified to, because I'm worried you're going to extract something on me.
I did that once with this lady and I thought this person was playing a prank on me. And I did a whole like meetup, like, oh my God, yes, Beth, like let's meet up, blah, blah, blah. But like, it felt very real, but in my head I was like, oh, this person's like he's trying to get me good. I'm gonna get him that good. This was an actual person, like an actual lady that thought she had her friend's number and actually met them somewhere. I felt terrible because I remember the call, like I think it was a call, because back then I would always answer random calls because in my head I was like, oh, it could be business.
But Zane would always hit it. He would try to like disguise himself a little bit. He'd be like, hello.
Oh, yes, dude. I would do that all the time.
Hello.
but so like, it would always, and like, they would never be able to catch that it was me because I would do it so fucking, because that's like crazy to hear as soon as you hear it. Hello.
If I get an unknown number, I'll just like open it, but then I don't say anything.
I do that too.
And I put them on mute just to hear them, just hear them breathing.
It's just kind of creepy,
But I'm just like,
just curious.
What do you want? You're the one who came in not wanting to reveal yourself, so I'm not going to reveal myself to you. So who's ever going to speak first? Speak.
I feel like they've been really good at, I mean, I feel like I used to get so many just spam people finding out my number, calling me just all the time back then. And I feel like it's been so good lately, right?
I agree. Because they're filtering through they have that voicemail thing where it goes, if you want to contact this person, let us know who your name is.
It doesn't even get there. I'm not even, because I've gotten like one of those like recently, but I never even get those now.
I'm so curious. What is the point of an unknown number calling privately?
Like
it's weird.
69?
But it's weird that it's like
or
allowed, illegal. So is there like,
what do you mean? Well, I'm sorry. Like, what do you mean unknown number?
That's just a feature that people can do, that you can call someone anonymously.
Oh, like Star 67.
Yes. But why do we have that feature? Like, what is the point? Unknown numbers are allowed on telecom networks because of legitimate privacy needs, technical infrastructure limits, and essential public services. Oh, personal safety, domestic violence shelters, hotlines, and law enforcement officers hide their numbers to protect workers and victims. Okay, whistleblowers, journalists. So there is a good reason of why we have the feature.
Just people abuse it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I never like considered that, but that is important.
Like if you call about abuse and you're like next to somebody and they call you back,
Yeah.
They want to be able to use the Star 67 feature where we'll just show unknown numbers.
Yes. Pretty much. There's like a little less tracking for like safety concerns, but it's weird.
I wish there was a way that you could, and I know there's a way you can do it where you could put like, you could say something else on the phone. I know there's like certain, Star 67 can't do that, but there's like a website
there's
where you can
where
like,
you can have it like pop up and say whatever you want.
Oh, yeah.
Like you can call from your phone number and have it come up as somebody else's phone number or contact information.
Tristan did that to me. Tristan like borderline like cyber, like I would call him out cyberbullying, but he was like harassing me as like another influencer being like, oh, I heard what you said about me on the podcast. Don't think I don't have dirt on you. It's coming. And I mean it, like crazy text. And my heart started pounding. I start texting it to Zane and I'm like, dude, what do you think this could be?
I'm going to call myself out because there was a YouTuber that did this and, or they were doing like this as a whole video. And back then in my head and in her head where like, it didn't seem that bad. This was like a long time ago. And we were doing it to different friends in our friend group and we filmed everything. And the bit went so far where like one person ended up like freaking out and crying and shit and calling. And I remember we we're like, oh, we can't even post this, but like it hit us later.
Yeah.
That, oh, this is like actually really bad. But again, this was like a different time. It was a different time. Where, yeah, it was like terrible. And we're all like younger too. I was like, oh, like what's the harm in this? Cause you're not doing anything actually bad.
If
right?
you're making but it's the receiver like, feel like they are deeply
yeah,
in trouble.
No, it's and you know, I like, and I could like, when I pictured it from the other end, I could like, I would feel like I was mm-hmm. going to be so fucked with whatever information that they have. So yeah, I've done it before. It wasn't my idea, but I've been a part of it before. And this is my apology and I'm really sorry.
That was really brave
to put that out there. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, Zane, past two times we've recorded, I feel bad that I didn't like thank you on air. Thank you so much for getting decorations for my birthday party.
Oh, absolutely.
Did you know what he did, Heath?
No.
So Zane hits me up like the Thursday before my party. It was on a Saturday. And he's like, is there anything I can like do or like bring to your birthday party? And I'm like beer? I don't know. Like just, yeah, bring just something to like, I don't know, food or anything. He's like, but I'm just saying if there's something you really want, if you want a bounce house, I'll get you a bounce house. And I was like,
I was like low key kind of kidding. I was like, you know, bounce house, whatever you want. And then we hung up.
And he's like, let me get to thinking. And then I just was typing in just like boat theme rental, like stuff, just like maybe decorations.
Because it was
and,
like know, nautical themed.
It was called King's Harbor. It was like just very, just you're by the docks, fish market kind of vibes.
He brings raw fish and he's got like a table.
I should have done that.
Oh, we did no fish at the party because it was just hot and I just didn't want to be responsible for fish. Mm. But we had like Swedish fish, gummy worms, little mud cake kind of stuff.
Oh, I love those little tackle boxes, you guys. That was cute.
Oh yeah, little tackle boxes with a bunch of little fish themed gummies in it. It was
very
fun.
Cute,
it was
very
great.
Cute.
And then like I found this website. I'm like, it looked like they had props and stuff you could rent for decorations. I'm like, this could be an option, but no stress, nothing.
He sent the site and in my head, because I've used so many props for different things, videos, whatever, in my head it was gonna look really not really shitty, but like mid. Like, okay, this is gonna be good for like a little birthday party, whatever. So I'm seeing the pictures, I'm like, yeah, this is good. I order it. And I have it sent to Matt's house. They had like delivery people there already. I show up to his house. I could not believe how good it looked.
It looked good.
It looked so good. Like walking through, I was like, oh, I think we could have gotten a few more things.
Yeah. Filled up just this space so well. They had like an old school like ship. They had tons of barrels.
Like a dead like mermaid ropes. In the boat. Oh, it was like a whole thing that they had. I was like, damn. So that was it. But Heath, in my head, like I could see it looking like a lot smaller. Like, you know, like I just thought it was gonna look.
It looked good though.
It looked really good.
It looked great. And I just wanted to thank you so much for it. It was a really good, fun addition to the party. And I think definitely enhanced the whole ambiance of it all.
Like everybody's like, I had like five people going to me. It was like, Zane, that I cannot believe you did. I was like, no, it took me very long. Matt sent me the site. I ordered it and I didn't think it was going to look that good, but it looks really good. I'm just honestly just impressed with the company that it brought this over. That's like, I just was not expecting it.
So thank you. Just wanted to thank you.
Of course. Of course. It completed also just like what Patricia did for it and how you guys set up like the tackle box. It was nice.
Yeah. It was very complimentary to the vibe.
I got it. It was nice. It was nice. I had fun.
Nothing beats a snackle box.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I remember. I went home right. I was so tired. Did you guys go out from there?
No, we never went out. We shut it down like at 1:00.
Man, like that's how I'm getting so. I get so tired. It's like if I'm not drink, like if I'm, because when I'm out, like at a birthday party, we're out, and if I'm not like continuously having a drink every like 30 minutes to an hour, I'm done. Like after like a couple of drinks in 2 hours, yeah. I gotta go home. I'm
fucking
wiped.
Two drinks just makes you sleepy.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to like, unfortunately, you have to keep it going, and that stinks. You can't.
Nothing was worse than when we went out for the BU video down in Hermosa.
Oh yes, yeah.
Matt,
yeah.
I was treating it as like an old school going out night.
Yeah.
So every time they were getting like drinks and everything, I was buying non-alcoholic beers.
Okay.
Matt, I had probably like 10 non-alcoholic beers. And having the feeling of being that bloated and just, I felt like,
and not drunk.
All the shit you feel from drinking without the, like the fun of being drunk.
Yes.
I was like, ooh, I was hurt.
It is crazy.
Like, this sucks.
Like how, when like being drunk, it does alleviate all like that uncomfortable feeling that your body gets like from drinking all that shit.
I was like burping. I was like, oh, this is not good,
man.
I'll never forget one time we went to that chain smokers like party that was at like the biggest house in Los Angeles.
I to this day bring that up. I think at least once, like
I think
once
the
a
house
year.
Is now for sale because it was just the most ridiculous estate ever. Anyways, we're there at the party and the line for like the drink, the bar was just insane. All these people are waiting in line to get stuff. And then I noticed the party sponsored by Heineken. Heineken has their own thing and they're giving away beers. And I was like, hell yeah. I'm double fisting these beers. I'm going back. I probably had at least 6 or 7. And I'm just like, I feel fucking amazing. Like I'm like, but like I just feel good. But I think I'm hammered and bloated and all of that. And I look down, I've been drinking non-alcoholic beers the whole time. And then I'm like, shit, now I got to drink even more beers just to get
drunk. But Matt, you know what? That could have been a possible placebo for you. Like,
yes.
You should start doing that.
I like after, because I love drinking beer. After I've had like, you know, 6 or 7,
yeah.
I'll then pick up like a LaCroix or like a seltzer water because it feels like a beer and I'm hydrating.
You see LaCroix, that like hurts my stomach.
Oh, I don't mind.
It's so Ooh. Spicy, but I'm not getting like the reward of like of the syrup. Like if I'm drinking that spicy of a drink, I want some fucking
spicy.
Syrup in there.
Spicy?
Like Coca-Cola? Spicy.
Oh, a cold, cold Diet Coke, when it hit like, ooh,
I guess you mean if that it, like kind of sizzle.
If it didn't have syrup in it, my throat would open up like the minute it came in. It's just, it's like knives, but it's in the best way. The knives in your throat. It's
very sharp.
It's tough, but it's good.
Before we continue, this episode is sponsored by Cash App. So I think by now most people have heard of Cash App, but there's more to it than many realize. I love using mine on the daily. It gives me peace of mind and makes splitting bills and paying back my friends super easy. And Cash App does more than you think when it comes to having your back and making sure your money stays your money. Cash App just released a new status program for the way people actually spend called Cash App Green. Now, when you spend at least $500 a month with the Cash App card, you earn green status, which unlocks benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverage. If you overdraft unexpectedly, there are no hidden fees. You also unlock higher borrow limits and custom personalized cash back offers every Friday at places you love to shop. Turn everyday spending into status with Cash App Green. Download Cash App today or visit cash.app to learn more about this and other financial benefits. New Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use code CASHAPP10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Cash App Visa debit flex cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC, and the Bancorp Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. See terms and conditions for the Sutton prepaid card, Sutton debit flex card, and Bancorp debit flex card. Cash App Green features savings, direct deposit, roundups, overdraft coverage, and discounts provided by Cash App, a Block Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures. Thank you, Cash App, for sponsoring this podcast.
Okay, guys, I have an update for you from something that we talked about like years ago when Mariah was on the show. Do you guys remember when I told you that I spent over $4,000 on Candy Crush in a certain amount of time?
Yeah,
right?
Can never that forget that.
Yeah.
And I hope you've stopped playing Candy Crush after that.
I have not. I've actually tripled my my experience, like just like how much I've been playing.
You leveled up.
Okay, so remember I was on level 2000?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I don't even want to know.
So what level are you on?
What level are you on?
9,000.
9,000?
Sweet. Okay.
Like, Zane, you beat the game. Like, that's it.
I have not beat the game. Okay.
You quadrupled.
I don't know the amount yet, but I have my business manager is about to call us because I want to know. I want to find out with you guys how much it is because he told me you're going to want to record this.
Do you even want to say how much you think it is at all?
I don't.
Oh,
I don't. I know.
My gosh.
Wait.
It's over 9,000. It's over 9,000, Vegeta. No,
it's, okay. Okay. You ready?
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Hello?
Hey. You have it ready?
I have it ready. I don't know if you're ready for it.
Okay. Hit me.
It's 22,000.
Shut up! Zane! Cut the.
Oh my God.
No.
Oh
no.
My God.
No.
There's no way. There's no way.
I'm crying.
You're checking into rehab now. Zane. $22,000.
I just pulled out my plug.
Zane.
And that, what? What?
That's just burned.
I know, dude.
You should have gambled with that money. Like, you could have at least maybe turned that into something. That is gone. To digital candy. Oh, you. The Candy Crush office is.
You have the top
favorite customer.
People got Christmas bonuses because of that.
How have they not reached out to me and give me some sort of like PR packet? Just something. I want to feel rewarded for this, for spending that much money on gold bars.
Zane, that's actually crazy.
Oh, come on. Zane, that, you have a problem.
I don't want to hear it, Matt. Mister, I want to spend all this money on my cosmetic surgery to remove that mole off your back that nobody was going to see.
He had cancer.
I could have died. How dare you?
Well, not getting to level 10,000 will make me feel like I have cancer. So...
Oh, Zane, you might get on the news because of this.
Yeah,
you're gonna sit down with Barbara Walters,
Nancy Grace.
She's gonna hold a halt. $22,000 on Candy Crush. This influencer Zane Hijazi, if that's his real name.
If anyone deserves to be murdered, it is him.
I think I'm still in shock. I'm having a really hard. What were you gonna guess it was gonna be?
I was probably going to guess maybe like 7,500 because it's been like a few, like it's been a couple of years.
What are you gaining out of spending money on something like this?
I don't know. Running a candy empire, completing a task without quitting halfway through.
Seek help and quick.
Professional help, like immediately, Zane. Wait, okay. Can you just break this down for me real quick? You sit down and play for what, 30 minutes at a time? How often are you smashing buy?
Is it Apple Pay? Or did like you
what, like, yeah, how many
what's
times?
Your, Matt, it's what's just your sexual orientation? Buy. I probably buy gold bars every.
You could buy a real gold bar.
Every
yes.
Every like 3.5 days. But like, obviously, it adds up. It's like one of those.
How much is a gold bar?
Well, there's different packages.
Fuck Candy Crush. Can't you pay an annual membership or something and you just get unlimited?
And they should for certain people. People that play as much as me, I think that I deserve a membership. Like, why am I paying for gold bars when I should be receiving gold bars every month?
So, okay, like what happens if you don't buy the gold bar? Like, you just can't play the game anymore?
It just shuts you out?
It's just like really tough to like
get through
some of the levels. Because they'll give me like 7 tries to complete the whole fucking game, but it's like, it's damn near impossible. And I have a feeling maybe, just maybe, they know I'm spending. So they're making it a little harder on my account.
Yeah, they're putting it on impossible level and they're just raking in money.
I have a feeling that they're able to maneuver some people's journeys to like fit their spending.
You know what? I don't feel so bad about buying fucking night vision goggles anymore.
Yeah. I don't feel bad about buying Christmas village pieces. Yeah.
What I'm so bummed about is that Why is Doja Cat get to have this entire campaign with Candy Crush? And I know she's played that game maybe twice.
You need a deal just to get back to even.
you gotta do some just to level me out.
But then he's gonna be like, but I could put it back into it.
It's me.
It's already been lost.
The whole campaign is me coming through the Candy Crush office. Everyone's like, oh, it's him.
They have a statue of him at the entrance.
Gird your loins. It's a fucking veranda. Veranda.
Like you're just dumping your bags like on the receptionist in your coat. Okay, are there Candy Crush competitions, Zane?
The devil eats candy.
Are there Candy Crush competitions? Like, how good is your skill level against a bunch of people? Like,
I'm pretty damn good to get first place every time.
I bet everybody gets first place every time.
Oh, yeah.
I would like for you to enter a competition to see how well you can
go. Like the Queen's Gambit?
Yes.
But there's no gold bars allowed in the competition. Like, there's no buy-ins. It's just like, you gotta play.
I can still do it. I just do it because I'm just like, it's an addiction, you know? So it's kind of like, oh, I'm going to do it because it's there.
Damn, you're addicted to real candy and fucking
I know. And honestly,
candy on a game.
If this game had a bunch of veggies I had to sort out, I don't think I'd be playing crush. It. You know what I'm saying? Veggie Crush.
Oh, they have a digital competition. The final happens in London and it's $1 million, Zane.
I got to go buy more gold bars.
Oh, I was expecting some old ladies. This looks like pretty diverse. All these people look under the age of 60 for sure.
I might find my wife here.
Oh, you should marry the heiress of Candy Crush. You're meeting her bars. Dad. Like, love your work.
She finds out that I've spent that much money on Candy Crush and breaks up with me because she knows that I'm like just now with her for the money, for the gold
these
bars.
These people are all over the world. We got Germany, Brazil.
Ooh, what's up, Luana?
What's their levels? Does it show?
I don't know. Zane, you have to be a part of this.
The thing is that why wasn't I even reached out about this?
Think there's anybody that's spent more than you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. For sure. Oh my God, Heath. Yes, 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 yes. For sure. Because the amount I even play it doesn't come nowhere near what I'm sure people spend on that game.
How long is a session of playing the damn game? Are you playing it for well over an hour?
No. I'm actually playing for maybe like 30 minutes.
Are you on a time crunch with it? I don't understand the damn game. I understand you're matching up fucking jelly beans.
It's more, Matt, it's more like, not OCD, but more just like a habit. It's like
busy.
It's like a fidget spinner. It's like, I like to play.
Yeah, but you buy one fidget spinner and that's it. You don't have to keep paying every time you spin a fidget.
But Heath, you get rewarded. You get rewarded for saving the different candy goblins.
Is it like Fortnite where they're like putting out like new additions or chapters or new gems or a new candy has entered the villa?
No, just new adventures.
Is it like Mario? Are you hopping a map and going to like different worlds and that's the level? Each level its own vibe?
Yeah, it's its own vibe, but the vibe doesn't look that much different. Like there's not like, you know how like when you play Angry Birds, it's like a whole different vibe when you're in different worlds?
Yeah.
It's not like that.
Do you only play it on your phone? Do you play it on iPad?
No. Oh my God.
Would you like a whole, I want to see you in front of like a massive screen playing it. Just like Tom Cruise in Minority Report. You're just like level up, get the gold. Like I want to see your hands work on like a larger than life screen.
I know.
You should at least live stream you playing this, Zane.
Yeah.
Like you gotta, you have spent this much money. Zane,
you have a deep-rooted issue and we need to rip it out from the stand. Wow, it's hitting me now.
So in total, we're at 26,000 on Candy Crush.
Is that what he said? I did at the minute.
Well, and then your previous one was 4, so 26.
Zane, how has he not like flagged this to you a little bit earlier?
Yeah.
It's because I think it's throughout the years. It's okay.
It's okay. Trying to justify it is crazy.
Because
he amount of spend he did it.
He'd rather have me play Candy Crush than buy like a Lamborghini. You know what I mean?
Join a country club or something. I don't know.
Maybe be a little bit more social. Like, or if you're going to do Candy Crush, at least meet up with a Candy Crush group. So you can at least have a little bit of a keep yourself busy mentally.
Oh, this is the okay. I want to see what this tournament looks like. Or is this?
Can you fucking imagine me there? Oh,
all the Zane be sweating. Oh, they all do it on their phone.
Oh, they're good, Zane.
Zane would be like hitting his vape the whole time.
So yeah, I guess it's timed and head to head.
Oh, you see,
oh, wow, one on one.
You see, I'm not even at the stars yet. Oh no, it's all stars.
You're like, I'll never get to that level. A boy can dream. Zane would be like looking at their screen, his. He'd be stressed.
Just cheating, yeah.
But for $1 million, this is pretty insane.
Good. Yeah, they have that much prize money to give out because Zane just keeps giving them more and
it
more
is
money.
Crazy knowing that 22,000 of my dollars is in that million.
Yeah.
Do you think I should delete the app? Yeah.
Yes.
This right is time now. To say or, goodbye.
Or wait for an opportunity to come where I'm invited as an investor. You know, like, oh, I'm part of the company.
Go play Farmville. Play something you've built so we can all see it. Like, you know what I mean?
I want to see what you've done.
Make it all Minecraft. Better. Just something that you've created. Level 9,000 and you're just same shit every time.
I don't know. I to me, that's like kind of a flex. It's like, oh shit, like who else is at level 9,000? Not you. You know what I mean? Like it's, I've worked so hard to get there.
I think you need to go meet more people that play Candy Crush just to like humble yourself.
You're like, or just meet more people in general.
There has to be like a sit down group that can like vent and like open up and be like, I have a problem.
Yeah.
I've spent $26,000 on Candy Crush.
CCA, Candy Crush Anonymous.
Wow. I joined. Start a group. What is the highest level?
Don't even.
They're constantly adding, active players have reached past 22,850.
Oh my God, that is almost the amount that I've...
You're halfway there.
At that rate, you just got to spend another probably $35,000-$40,000 and you'll be...
No. To get to 22, Heath, that's a house.
You think you're looking at like $100,000 right there?
Yeah.
That's a house.
You know what, Zane? I know everybody's giving you shit right now. I think it's worth it.
You know what? Thank you, Heath.
I think it is money well spent.
Appreciate it. And I think this just shows the type of person that I am, to be completely fair. Like if, you know, on a first date, you're talking about like, oh, what are your goals? Like, what have you accomplished? And if I say I'm on level fucking 9,000 on Candy Crush, she's going to be like, take me back to your place.
Take me home tonight.
I feel like in her eyes, oh, he's committed. Better than playing video games.
It is a video game.
Better than cheating.
It is a video
better than doing
game.
Drugs. I can be right next to you, baby.
One more time. Zane, seriously, the party ends tomorrow.
Sure. Yeah, no problem. Let me just reach out to Candy Crush first and see if we can work something out before that happens.
I think I just want to know, like, when that thing, like, when you don't beat it, do you ever, like, go to press the gold bar button and you're like, you know what? I don't need it.
Yeah.
Like, is there a second of, like,
yes.
Do I need to do this? Or you're just, fuck it.
When I run out of gold bars, half the time, when I'm cleared out, I just get off it. But I clear it out pretty quick. You know what I mean?
Get on Duolingo or something. Just good for your brain. Learn something.
Like, I don't spend that much time on it though. Like you guys think that I'm on it like every starting of the day. I'm only on it for like, you know, times where it's like, I just,
okay. You're either on it a lot or you're really bad at the game. If you're
no, I'm not bad at the game. I am pretty up there with the top people. I would say like, I'm pretty good, but yes, I do spend a lot, but I also do love like donating to something that I enjoy.
Shut the fuck up. That is not a donation.
It is. To me it is because
can you go to your settings, like your utility, whatever it's called, and see
how many
your
hours,
screen time?
Yeah, the screen time
of
on Candy Crush.
I need to know.
We'll sense the binge. See, I like Duolingo. Today I hit my 365 day streak 1 year.
Congratulations.
Wow. Duolingo. And I've gotten all my badges this year, monthly badges. So I'm very happy about that. And I'm on level 13 of Mandarin.
Oh, whatever.
It's fun.
13. It's no 9,000.
Duolingo, like every time you like level up, it's like the phone like vibrates and you get such this good rush of like,
oh,
leveling.
Yeah, my phone does not vibrate when I win.
Yeah, add some haptic features into it.
For 1 week, 4 hours.
Okay, so that's like 30 minutes a day almost.
Yeah, I was. That's what I said, 30 minutes a day.
Okay, yeah. You're not going on these binges.
But I'll have phases though, right? Because like there'll be a phase where like, for 3 weeks straight, I'll play for 30 minutes and then I'll just get off it for like 2 months and I'll forget about it. And then like one day, I like... will squat through my phone. I'll see the icon. I'm like, ooh. Haven't you seen you in
brick.
A bit.
Get a brick. I love those brick things. But like you can just shut apps off like whenever like you're leaving the house. Oh, and
like
stuff.
Give you the password and like but whenever.
Then the one time you have to go home and just tap the brick and then it unlocks it for you. But it's just great like.
Yeah.
For, I don't know, if you just find yourself going to like the same app over and over.
What's your guys' screen time for this Instagram and TikTok?
See, it's, Instagram and TikTok. We're actually talking about the app.
Yeah. I have for the last week.
Mine's pretty bad.
12 hours.
I was up late.
12 hours on Instagram?
No, TikTok.
Oh, TikTok. What about you, Heath?
Instagram is so low. Instagram's like 2 hours. Like I spend 2 hours on the week.
Oh, okay. Interesting. What's yours?
Mine is up 40% from last week.
Damn.
And it's 6 hours.
So, on Instagram?
For TikTok.
And then what's Instagram?
3.
Really interesting. Okay, so mine is completely different than yours.
Because you spend a lot of time on Reels. You like watching Reels.
My Reels are just now starting to get better than TikTok. Because the way Reels algorithm, for some reason, when you watch something, it doesn't fucking just shove it down your throat. Like the one video that you watch for a few seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Because TikTok is really bad with that. So I've been like off TikTok. Instagram is 11 hours and then TikTok is 5 hours.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
So I'm on Instagram Reels a lot more, but like, I also like to go through it just to like spark any fun ideas or whatever. That's like mainly why I look through. It's more like, oh, is there something that, you know, I can do whatever.
Instagram just feels like work sometimes. Like when you like, because I think we're social media creators, we're friends with a bunch of social media creators and you want to like, give everybody their love and stuff. But like when you open up, you're like, and it's always something where it's like someone's pregnant too. Someone's married. You're like, oh, I got to comment on this. Be a good friend. It just feels like an inbox sometimes rather than I need to go to Reels more often. I just like going to the Discover page and just picking things I think are interesting.
I really want to engage with more people and friends and shit. I hate the fact that when you like something, that post pops up on other people's feeds, but there's nothing like bad about the post that I want to like, especially a friend's post. I just don't like that it's constantly being projected of what I'm interacting with. I don't like that. I just wish that was more of a private thing. I feel like I would be interacting more with people's stuff.
Yes.
If it was more private. So that's why I don't really do it. Why you got to see everything that people's interacting with? It's like, you know what I mean? Remember that following tab on all of our pages? People get in fucking trouble for that shit. Or the Instagram Plus feature. That's crazy too. Like, why are we?
What is that?
I'll creep on people who they're following too.
What's Instagram? No,
I mean,
Plus?
That's fine. But like,
some people hide it. But like, sometimes I'm always like, who are they following?
Wait, you can hide it
on TikTok. You can now.
Oh, on TikTok you can, but on Instagram I don't think you can.
Right.
But there's a feature now on Instagram Plus. I don't know if people are like just like fucking saying lies on the internet to get people like fucking talking about it. But they're saying that there's a few updates in Instagram Plus where you pay like a certain amount of money a month and you're getting more features where you're able to see like more in detail of like who's rewatching your stories and who's maybe like sending your story to somebody else. Which is bad because that is a lot of people would get in trouble. Like sending a video or stories to somebody.
I'll send stuff where I'm like, get a load of this. They're at it again. Or just like, if you just have a crazy like cringe friend, you're like, oh, come on.
Yeah. Like, and I'm just surprised that if that's a real thing, I feel like Instagram needs to kind of like think about like, hey, you don't want to piss people off on the app. You don't want to you don't want to kill the app. Like people are going to stop engaging with it more. Like they're just going
to
start.
They trying to pitch it though is more of like, this is just data that you can find ways to like leverage your content and get it further. Cause us as creators, we get access to like, I think a little bit more tools than like a normal profile on Instagram.
What do we get that a lot of other people don't get?
Like analytics,
insights, but if someone who doesn't even have enough followers and they're not eligible to like get access to that data, that's where they're getting it.
Got it.
Or it's almost like, you know, people have to pay to be verified now.
Yeah.
Like it's an incentive to make yourself seem more legitimate just to get you the ball moving for them.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I wish they had a different color badge for certain things. Like I think for like in my head for celebrities, big creators, whatever, blue check mark, whatever, if you want to keep it the blue. But I wish there was different verifications for different establishments, like companies.
Like if you're a clothing brand, if you're a food brand.
Brand. I want to see maybe a green badge. Or like if somebody is a... What's like another one that's like, I feel like they deserve a
badge.
Like
an OnlyFans girl. Like
it's a pink badge.
Exclusive
content. But do you know what I mean? Like I feel like I want to see different color badges for...
But then everyone has to learn a whole fucking color code system.
But I'd rather see that than everybody just like having blue fucking check marks. I'm just seeing a bunch now. You click and you don't know like what the blue badge is for.
Right.
I don't know.
I think it's hard getting through now that everyone has access to it. It's hard like getting through the noise of it because you're like, that's how we would find like, oh, this is either like is a brand who like is legit. So I should reach out to them versus like some bot or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like a little bit of like a system. If I want
to
find
just to differentiate.
But I guess you could just type it in the search bar. Like if you want to look up something specific, it'll bring up a bunch of pages that have it. But yeah, go ahead.
Did you see what happened with the Meta glasses?
What?
I think Meta let go of like, it was either 1,000 or 1,500 employees, I guess, because they were exposing and revealing the fact that everything the glasses are seeing gets sent to another country that's like watching it.
Uh-oh.
That just brings the Meta glasses in bed.
I know, right?
What? Here, let me, can we find it real quick, Jared? I just saw it like, right before recording.
I loved my Meta glasses when I was doing my family baseball game. It was like, the content you get from it is pretty cool.
No, I love that. The fact that you can just wear, you don't have to worry about your phone. Cause like holding a phone up and recording something, there's this level of like kind of anxiety where you're just like, you just feel bad. Like the moment I pull out my phone and start recording, I just like somewhat just like feel bad. Even if they know I'm recording, I'm talking about like everybody's aware that I'm recording. There's this like weird thing about holding your phone up and recording where if you just had the glasses on and you're able to use your hands to kind of like be in the moment, I feel like I would just not only perform better, but get better stuff too.
I love like Elizabeth Eats NYC. She's that girl who like goes around and just like eats at these different restaurants or whatever, but she just has her Meta Ray-Bans on and like
you're able to eat. You don't have to
just
set up
the
your
POV
phone.
Is just like, I don't know. It's just cool. Yeah. Some of the,
I want to see different shapes though.
Of the glasses. They already have so many, dude. There's the Meta Ray-Bans. They have the Oakley ones. There's tons. They have the clear glass ones.
Oh, there's tons of different shapes.
Yeah.
Because it's hard for me to find glasses. A lot of them don't fit on my head.
I mean, though, a lot of like the normal looking ones though are Ray-Bans and like the Oakley ones are very like extreme sporty. I know what you mean that maybe there should be like a different thing in between. Like it's either Ray-Bans or Oakley's.
Oh, the Oakley, that's a camera too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's in the middle of it.
Oh, I feel like.
For like snowboarding and stuff.
Oh, I was about to say, it's like, it's really hidden. You can't see it. But yeah, no, that's right there. It's so cool, but so creepy at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, it's such a cool gadget. And it helps so much.
I gave a pair to my brother-in-law, but he loves it. And I'm not saying, oh, it's great to film little kids with it. But when you are filming your kids with your phone, kids these days are still like, I want to see, like, let me see. Or like, give me the phone. Like, if they're doing something like real cute, you can capture home video without the phone getting involved. Yeah. And you capture like a little bit more, just more candid moments and stuff.
Yeah. No, there's but, a lot of pros.
Yeah.
A lot of pros with it. And it's looking really good and it's only going to get better. Cause I've been like, there's times where I'll watch like a reel and then I see like, oh, made with a Meta glass. And I was like, this looks really good. This looks like it came off
the
a phone.
Snapchat ones like goofy, goofy. They had that CEO of Snapchat, like going, these are our new like snap spectacles. And they're just like,
maybe they wanted to make it like that. So it looks different where it's like, it's not too hidden.
Yeah, but they're really fucking chunky and weird. Sure, if you were wearing those maybe at like New York, like a fashion show or something.
That is a very fashion
show. They're just
show
like
type.
Very loud and aggressive and they look heavy.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that looks like they don't have the money for the engineers to make it smaller like Meta does.
I agree.
You think it's that expensive though? Like, I feel like it'd be pretty easy, like just to take a regular pair of glasses and install the.
To be able to do it with the quality that Meta is getting and also without like impeding on anything that they have copyrighted or patented.
Uh-huh.
You know, I feel like it would be pretty hard.
Interesting. Okay.
There's a whole, have you seen where OpenAI, so they want to start getting into the hardware business and like making phones and laptops and stuff like that. And they already poached the like head of hardware or something at Apple.
Johnny Ive.
He went to Ferrari.
Okay.
It was a different guy. I forget his name. But he started trying to poach other employees, and he would tell them to bring things that they were working on from Apple that aren't released, like projects that they're actively working on, and bring it to the interviews at OpenAI for a show and tell section. And then he also like got exposed for bringing a company like an Apple laptop and text got released where he was like, oh, I can still get into the network, the Apple network in there.
There's a difference between him asking to do this and, but people were actually doing it.
Yeah.
Like the fact some that they're even coming in with unreleased products is insane.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that's like,
and they're trying to get that new job and raise, baby.
I don't know if they've filed yet or if they're going to, but like the OpenAI is setting up Apple to bring in a huge lawsuit because of that.
Matt, what exactly did you do when you worked at Apple?
I worked at Media Arts Lab, which was their in-house ad agency, and I was an assistant account executive for different projects.
So what would your what would your everyday look like? Your main top two things.
A lot of email. So for instance, when I first got the job, there was an iPhone 5 commercial, and it was a commercial just showing like a parenthood, how it's a little easier by having the iPhone. And there's a cute commercial of maybe like mom, like in the garden, knowing how well her plants are being watered, a lost dog, and like the dog running. It's a big compilation. So there's all these international markets that are going to air the commercial, but with it, they have different networks. So the top of every commercial to be different for every single country it's going to go out to. Okay. Cause you have to have like the Verizon of Europe. You have to have the Verizon of the AT&T of China, of this stuff. So you would have all of these. So I would deal with the international other people who had my job in other countries, making sure I'm sending the files of the commercial we're working on to them to run it by their creatives and make sure it's good. For instance, like if there is a dog that's running with no owner in like Europe, it has to be on a leash. So we had to like digitally go in with the production team, make sure that leash is for the commercial in France.
Oh, the same commercial that was filmed already.
Same commercial,
already,
but you have to make adjustments and stuff. But as an assistant and an account executive, you're making sure that you're working with the producers, the creatives, and everything, and communicating back to the clients to make sure they're happy.
You know
countries.
What? I thought, because especially since back then, where like I feel like AI or CGI wasn't that great, I'm surprised that you guys didn't have those notes before you filmed the commercial. Like, okay, but in this scene, we won't do the leash.
A lot of stuff where it goes through their legal team, and the legal team starts flagging it.
Just like
that's where,
shit.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even know what to expect.
But you would, at the job, though, you would get access to products before they got released.
Yeah.
You knew other people were working maybe on like Apple Watch or like a new type of like iPhone, and they could have access to it, but you would never be able to see it. I never got access to any products because I was so new and I only worked there for like 8 or 6 months.
Oh, I thought you worked longer than that.
No, yeah.
And then from there, it was when you were making.
I remember
Vines.
Because I got the job. That's when I like met all you guys, but y'all were all collabing or whatever. And I'd be at work just like,
and you still had
wanting to go and hang out and just make content. And then I got my first brand deal, and I was like, wait, that's like a month's pay. Like, if I did this all time, maybe I can make more money.
Yeah.
So I quit.
Cool. But so you were in tech already.
I was in tech already. Yeah. I did iPhone 5, a bit of Apple Music, and a branded video and a Christmas commercial.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sure that was hectic trying to get a fucking Christmas commercial put together for Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Are you guys getting the Apple iPhone that folds in half?
I got to see it in person.
Is that the new one coming out?
It's the new one.
I'll never buy something brand new right out of the gate and be on the wait list for it. I got to see the buzz. I got to see someone holding it and think if that makes
sense. That's not the only option. They have a regular one and also the foldable one, right?
Yeah.
Wait, it's an iPad though. It's an iPad.
This small one. I don't like the Max. This already feels huge in my pocket.
Oh, you don't like Max?
No.
Oh,
I can't do a phone without
Max.
I did it one time, when the Max first came out, I was like, oh, I'll get the bigger one. Way too big. I got little thumbs, so I can't even reach the top of my phone anyways.
I forgot
one-handed.
You got little fingers.
Tiny little guys.
I'd like just having a big phone. Or just give me the Max in terms of video quality, because that's our job.
I just
like,
want to see more on my screen, you know?
So that's where I'm always at with it. But like the foldable one looks cool, but if it affects camera quality, if creators are saying this is so awesome because you get to like, maybe you can edit a little bit better on it, like sure.
When you're editing like vertical videos on your phone and you have more space to like, sure, but.
And maybe that's also great for like traveling too. Like I hope the battery life is good, but like, oh, I don't need to bring my iPad if I can just watch a movie on that.
Like to me, I see it as, oh, it's an iPad that you can store it in even a smaller place. That's the only way I see this. Like, because what else? Like how else? Because you're not going to want that bulky thing in your fucking pocket.
But they had to make it. They had to make it just to keep up with the competition because people were doing it.
But this has been a thing for years, though.
I think, though, if you go to Japan, Korea, all those people on the subs, they all have foldable phones.
Because
they're
all
also massive commutes. If you have a huge commute and you're just on the subway and that's your thing that you're just getting through a whole hour, you want to have a proper display.
Okay, it's, that makes sense then. So other countries are
internationally
buy this more,
they adopt it way more. Think it works for just certain type of people. Maybe you have a good job though, and instead of you have your iPad, you always gotta have, but you need to see the full fucking Excel document you're working on.
Is it pretty much the same size as a phone, but just double? So it's yay big.
It's a little bit wider because they tried to keep the same
silhouette.
Yeah, the same shape. They didn't want it to be
too square,
too square or too narrow.
Yeah, because it's almost a perfect square when you put these two phones together.
Yeah, I think it's
wider.
But it's a 4.3 aspect ratio.
Yeah, they wanted to do something to keep the ratio or something like that.
I mean, I'll see it. I'll touch it. When does it come out? Will we know? Or these
September.
Are just September. Ooh, okay.
Candy Crush is going to go hard in September.
Stop, Zane.
That. Oh, all
I get to play two different games at the same time. I get to play with somebody. I get to play with people around the world. Maybe that's how I'll get in.
It's 7/10 of an inch shorter or smaller than an iPad.
Could you stream?
iPad mini.
Could you stream doing that?
Can't stream.
Is there a camera that front facing, you can share your screen. Easy does it. And you can it's really, that seems easier to stream than anything.
Why would that be easier to stream?
Because it's filming you and capturing your screen. Sorry, I feel like I'm getting choked up.
As you're playing a game, you're streaming.
I could see that.
It seems just kind of smooth.
Sure, because look, the camera's on the corner, right? It's the selfie camera. Is that it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So you would have it there and then you would play the game on the...
Even need a gaming PC and all that shit.
I feel like I could see that doing that in the future, but I don't think it's going to be a thing on this phone, right? I could see that being a new feature.
I just wanted to play Pajama Sam and people can watch me play it.
No, I know, but is that the new feature that they're going to have on this phone?
I don't know. I don't know, but that seems pretty ideal.
I just want to play Pajama Sam.
I just want to play Pajama Sam. It's not going to take
how
much
have
power.
You spent on Pajama Sam?
I've never bought it. I mean, I had the computer game as a kid, but they had the humongous entertainment packs where it's you get Backyard Baseball, Freddy Fish, Putt-Putt, Pajama Sam.
You are Pajama Sam.
Oh, thank you.
You really are.
thank you. I mean, he is such an icon of my childhood. I wanted to be Pajama Sam so bad. I even bought a vintage Pajama Sam lunchbox on eBay for $90.
That'll get me about 30 minutes on Candy Crush.
Matt, again, you don't have to feel bad about spending money on anything ever again.
Right.
That's true. $90, rightfully so.
Yeah, damn
and it
right.
was fucking worth it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. What's a fun thing to be able to stream while playing on your phone?
I think a nostalgic game like this, because I would have so many rush and thoughts as I'm playing it. I remember this, you do this, and I want to have a witness to someone watching me play. If I did it by myself, I would just be like, ugh. I just wish I had someone here to
Oh, you know what I'd play? Crossword. Because I'll look like I'm doing well, but people are just answering, doing it for me. Mm-hmm.
I love watching
pretending
live streams.
Pretending I'm not looking at the chat, that.
I'd watch you.
Thank you.
I would honestly, I would watch you do Candy Crush. I'm not joking.
Would you really?
Yeah, I just want to see you locked in. He's wired in.
Okay,
just-
I'll do a one stream event. All star
live charity, event. Zane. For charity, for charity, for a good cause.
Zane plays he takes the money. 30 minutes
just to get back even. Oh yeah, donated it.
Donate to my cause, please.
Let's land this plane.
Let's land this candy bus.
Oh, there's something to unwind. I want to show you this video game that I think would just be. It seems so up your alley, Zane.
Oh fuck yeah. Okay, well we're gonna end this now. Check out the unwind. Obviously, we're gonna keep recording. But thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Zane Heath Unfiltered. We post these episodes every Monday, audio form on all podcast platforms, and every Tuesday, video form on youtube.com/ZaneAndHeath.
And also, again, make sure to check out the Patreon, patreon.com/ZaneAndHeath. We keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut of every single podcast episode, early access, ad-free, bonus episode, live Q&A, all on patreon.com/ZaneAndHeath. All right, unwind. We'll see you in a second.
Toodles.
Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
In business, the best days are when priorities stay on track. For midsize and large companies, that means managing risk across the enterprise, from property and liability to cyber and beyond. The Hartford helps businesses put risk control first, building it into how they operate, so they're better prepared before something happens and better protected when it does. Prepare for risk. Protect success. Smart risk management from The Hartford. Learn more at thehartford.com/risk mitigation. Policies provided by Hartford Fire Insurance Company and its property and casualty affiliates, Hartford, Connecticut.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.